Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I think any living being is really looking for homeostasis or, you know, getting back to some level of normal, right? Whatever that is. And there's always going to be things that happen to people that are, you know, abnormal or unexpected or whatever. But at the end of the day, everybody's just trying to get back to something that feels, well, normal. And normal is different for everybody now. And I think it's as I look at my current health situation, it's, you know, things are definitely better than they were. And it's funny because as I start, you know, it's like I've got one part of my, you know, one part of my situation very dialed in. Like I know what I can eat and what I can't eat. And, you know, I can get away with, you know, maybe going off reservation every now and again. And I'm also going to be very choosy about when I do it and what I'm going to do it for. And I think it's, you know, generally has served me pretty well. I mean, it's been 4 years. I've lost, let's say, 150 pounds, you know, or what is that, 70 kilos or something like that, or close to that anyway. And it's something else, right? I mean, to think that I've actually, that I've managed to do that and been pretty successful, you know, even during the, you know, the last year where basically everybody's life's been turned different. I still managed to continue to progress, not exactly where I want to be, but, you know, my new normal is perhaps different now. You know, when I was I've had to adjust to the circumstances, and there's been some changes, and you know, I probably last year ran a little too much, actually. You know, of course, I was also, you know, trying to cope with all the different changes, and you know, and I couldn't, there was really not much else I could do, so I did that. But I think I've also picked up some other stuff along the way. In the last few months, I discovered a gentleman by the name of Wim Hof. And listen, reading some of his stuff and hearing about his, you know, his cold exposure and breathing and really commitment, right? Now, I think I got the commitment thing pretty well. You know, I pretty much committed myself to running every day at this point. And, you know, maybe I've done the, I'm probably going to run, more than 21 miles for 2021, but I'm also not going to go crazy either, like I did. I'm probably not going to do like another like 2,700 miles like I did last year, but I'm certainly going to put in effort every day. And I think it's important to make an effort every day to do things and to be and to do better, right? It's you know, so there always you always take a step towards your goal, and sometimes those steps might be smaller some days than others because, well, you know, you're, again, life circumstances get in the way or whatever, but I put that goal out there. And so now it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do it. And, you know, and I'm actually working, you know, I'm actually like, you know, trying to dial myself back from saying, okay, let's just go all out, because yeah, I did learn some stuff last year that maybe doing that too much. And I think I may have been relying on that too much for relieving mental stress, because, and then of course there's alcohol is the other thing that can potentially come into that. And I think I might have relied on that, not to a dangerous degree, but more than I would like. And so, you know, so this year I'm resolving to drink a whole lot less, because I don't think let's face it, it's a toxin, right? I certainly don't need to have it, on a regular basis. And so I think obviously have to replace that with something. And where, you know, this is where Wim Hof comes in, is that it's really helped me to, it's in a lot of ways, it's just kind of quieted the mind. And really, you know, what I'm doing on a regular basis is, I'm being a lot more conscious of my breathing. And there is something to that. And I'm reading some other books about it as well. But the idea being that, just being conscious of how you're breathing is something. And then also taking, you know, actually doing some of his breathing exercises, it is pretty amazing. I've actually managed to hold my breath for more than 2 minutes, which I've never been able to do before. So, but it takes some work. But that whole process actually, yeah, there's, and I don't know how to explain what it does, right? It's just one of those things. It's like, yeah, you keep working at it and you get better at it. And the same thing with taking a cold shower, right? It is, I can't necessarily do an ice bath. I mean, although I guess I could fill up my bathtub with cold water and get in it, right? And I've done that a couple times, but taking a cold shower is probably easier. And so that's going to be, there's a mental change that occurs, right? And there's some physiological stuff too, right? And this is one of those things that if you read his stuff and there are some people that have said, wow, it's made amazing differences in my life. I can't deny that it's done that. I think it's helped me, right? Because it is kind of a meditative thing, I guess. And there's something to it, right? And I don't know what exactly it is, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure of all the physiological explanations of what it's doing and why it's working and whatever. I just know it does something for me, and it helps. And I even walked in the snow. Like when we had our snowmageddon a few weeks ago, I actually, I did it on my patio anyway, I got my bare feet in the snow and I walked around. And by the way, my patio was very cold in those days because it's a big thick slab of concrete. And yeah, it's going to get, it's definitely going to be cold. And so, I'll tell you, it was painful, but there was something happened there, and once you get past that fear of it, and you sort of breathe through it, and you just kind of relax and slow down your breath and everything, yeah, it's like, wow, it really wakes you up. I mean, there's nothing else to it, and people get all, it's like, okay, what's the science behind it, or that's just uncomfortable, whatever. It's one of those things. It's like, you know what? This is free, right? Of all the things you can do, we can talk about, even on the diet side, you can say, well, I can't afford this, this food or that food or whatever. Although I would argue that you could probably find something that it probably meets whatever the requirements are that you probably could afford, right? I think I won't say every diet's affordable, but I think the optimal diet is probably more affordable than you think. But you might have to be creative in some cases. But at the same time, breathing is something that literally anybody can do. And pretty much, if you're not breathing, you're dead. So it's something that anybody can do. And bringing awareness to your breath is, there's something to it. And it's, again, I don't know what the scientific explanations and everything are. I don't know that they're even relevant necessarily. Now, I guess why it works might be interesting, but if it does work, who cares why it works? It's something that you're doing anyway, and you're just changing how you do it. There's zero cost to it. You're not going to hurt yourself. I guess you could, if you decide to hold your breath for a really long time and you're not, and you're forcing it, yeah, you could potentially, or if you expose yourself to cold for too long, yes, that's maybe not so smart, but 2 minutes in a cold shower is not going to hurt you for sure. Or even 20 minutes in a cold shower. And yes, I know that from personal experience. There's something, again, there's a lot you can do, and it's like, it's a zero cost thing. Try it, see if it works. And it's funny because it kind of builds on itself. And I actually started doing this. There was a health challenge at work that kind of spurred me on to this. And now I've been doing it almost every day for the last couple of months. I mean, I kind of started dabbling with it, and I was like, okay, I'm not sure about it. And then part of the challenge, I'm like, okay, I'm doing this every day now. And it's now kind of a habitual thing. It's like, I get in the shower, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go, I've washed myself. Now I'm going to, now I'm going to turn the water cold. And yeah, there's something to that. And I don't know. I'm not sure of all of the reasons and everything why. I just know that it does something for me. And I'm I don't know. I guess my mind is at more peace now. But you know, again, this was not something it's not something I intended to do. And there was an interesting thing I read in one of the Wim Hof books. It said, you know, people that that follow the Wim Hof method sometimes start walking barefoot. Now, I kind of started doing that before Wim Hof, right? I do that in my house anyway. Maybe I don't necessarily go outside barefoot, but I do have the Zero shoes I've been wearing, right? And which I've been wearing for, I guess 9 months now. And, I started off with the sandals and I still run in the sandals, which, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, even the shoes I wear when I go out now, yeah, they're these Zero Rise shoes. And yes, my feet feel so much better doing that. And maybe it is a Wim Hof thing to do. I don't know, but I'm at that point where, yeah, I can, there's still things I can improve in my life. And so this year my goal is to continue to improve. I probably want to lose another 15 pounds, let's say. That's kind of my goal as far as my weight loss goes. But, you know, do I get there? Do I get there in 3 months? Do I get there at the end of the year? Do I get there, you know, I don't know, next year sometime? Yeah, we'll see, right? As long as things are trending the right direction. But I'm still continuing to optimize that. And I have a feeling I will be interviewed. Actually, I was talking with a coworker. He has a couple of podcasts, and they're not necessarily for work, but I'll do a podcast with him about some of this stuff here in the near future. And maybe I'll even get on Vinny Tortorich again, who knows. But, because people ask me occasionally, it's like, have I recorded a podcast on my health journey? Or, and I've done a few for sure, but anyway, I wanted to get into the Wim Hof stuff, and I think I did that. But give it a look. I mean, it's not it's one of those things. That's like anybody can do it. It's gonna have, you know, that it's like he says, breathe, motherfucker, right? And that is his sort of saying, and I think it makes sense. It's like, yeah, we all need to breathe, and let's just be aware of it, and there's so much you can do with just your breath maybe some of that that woo-woo stuff that you might discount, there's something to it. I can say that with through my own experience, yeah, I think there is something to it. I don't know what it is. But yeah, now just stop and take a breath every once in a while. And yeah, there is something to it. I'm just a lot more calm. And so this is, and again, this is all part of my health journey. And it's not just, eating food. Although by far getting the diet right is probably the biggest lever you can pull. But as you go on, there's probably other things you need to do to optimize. And yeah, breathing spending some time focusing on your breath, whether it's Wim Hof or one of the other maybe meditation types, books out there. But I like what Wim Hof has to say. He's very accessible. And, that's what I would recommend anyway, if you're going down that road. I mean, there's something about what he has to say that resonates with me, at least.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.